Wow. Well, if you found this, welcome. I don't plan on promoting this at all. I might send this to a few people that I just want to listen to it. But this is gonna be a tune in, don't tune in, just a platform here for people who want to listen. I feel like everyone has a podcast. Everyone has a lane. But I just feel like I want to just start talking. And not talking in the communal fashion or the battle of the minds debate, what you think, are you right, are you wrong, because I'm always wrong. I feel like I'm, as is a personal opinion, people always say I'm wrong. There's people who say I'm right. There's people who say I'm always wrong. People who like my insight. Some people don't. But I feel like all the best screen names I've had always came from people telling me I'm always something else. Or I'm not something. So, hence the name KAWS Podcast. Commies. Always wrong. Sometimes. I thought it was so funny when I wrote that. Because originally I was like, yeah, comedy's always wrong. But it was like K-A-W. I'm like, that doesn't sound cool, man. So I added sometimes. Because who's not wrong sometimes? No one is always right. And as adults, I feel like we should have the right to change our minds. I said that originally on the Cups and Towels podcast. And I really believe that because it doesn't matter how adamant you are about a situation. I feel like when you believe something, you're going to go hard. If you don't go hard about something you believe in, does it really have any merit? Are you just an antagonist? You just want to be someone who riles up the room or the situation or the conversation? Like, what is your goal? Is your goal to educate or to enrage? And I feel like this it's way more enraging going on these days, especially on the internet. No one wants to teach anything. It's more so like they want to convert. They want to convert people or convert the masses into their way of thinking. And if you don't think that way, then you know how it goes. Either their followers eat you up, well, they try to break you down until you just concede. It's very toxic. So toxic. And I don't subscribe to none of that. It's gotten to the point where like I literally tweet things, but like I don't press send. So I'll tweet something and I'll be like, I won't even put it to the drafts because I don't trust Twitter drafts. I feel like one day there's going to be a glitch. You got mad drafts and say you got some spicy shit in there, man. It could even be some nudes because, you know, people are weird. We'll get to that. But yeah, and then all them shits just leak or somebody hacks and then finds them shits and then tweets them for you. Or, like, after getting access to your account, obviously, it tweets them for you. Can't take that back. I always think, oh yeah, maybe you pull an offset, but who's really gonna actually tweet that? I don't. Even when he did that shit, I was like, yeah, that's fucking crazy. Just to cover up what you said before, you gotta say, hey, balls in my face. That was so stupid. I think he panicked and he did that shit. But he's rich and famous, so that's yesterday's news. But for a regular nigga, no one's gonna let you forget shit. Especially not local Twitter. You're fucking done after that. You might as well pack it up, make a new page with a fucking doge dog as your shit in a suit. Because, I don't know, that shit's rough. But yeah, I'm losing my train of thought. See, like, this podcasting shit is different. I feel like there's so many people who do it so well. Like, when we were, well, my team and I were starting our podcast, I started watching podcasts in general because I really didn't listen to podcasts outside of the people that I know. Like, What's a Good Guy, Views of an Ex, Tasha Talks a Lot, you know. And I'm not saying I heard all these shits either, though. Don't do that. I've supported when I could and listened when I could because I just wasn't a podcast person. And I'm not gonna lie, they have good platforms. But for me, it's like, how? Everybody gotta start somewhere. And obviously, I'm listening to their shits, like, towards the, you know, once they've had their practice, once they fucked up. Because I don't feel like anybody really just goes all the way back to episode one, except for Skip. Skip is a different type of animal. You know what I mean? That nigga will listen to all 1,000 episodes of your platform, then give you, like, his synopsis of every episode, and then give you a 500-page paper on the fucking end of all of it. Like, yo, everyone should be grateful for that guy. Because if you didn't see it, no one else saw it. He's gonna see that shit. I feel like everyone needs a Skip. Everyone needs a Skip. It's just, it's not about support, you know. It's about really, like, a fan. Like, you know what was crazy? Black people never want to be someone's fan unless they're really, like, big and on TV and blue check or whatever the case may be. Why can't we be fans of our friends? You know? We should be able to champion the people we rub shoulders with. Because eventually, it doesn't matter if today we're shoulder to shoulder. Someday we might not be. And it could be both sides of the coin. It could be me. It could be you. It could be her. It could be him. It could be anybody. When you take off, you just do. And a lot of times, you know, people reach back and pull you up. Not where they are, but closer to give you a chance. But how are we ever going to do that if we don't do it now? Like, I had this conversation with LaShawn today. He tried to tell me how support isn't free. And I'm like, yes, it is. He's like, no, tell you why. And he got into breaking it down, but I was telling him, like, off rip, it's like,
no way I'm going to say, because his synopsis of his argument was that genuine support is free. And I said, yes, of course. And that's what I mean. I'm not saying that anything someone does is support and is free, because a lot of times people have hidden agendas. But in the grand scheme of things, if you believe in someone's work, if you enjoy someone's platform, if you are just an advocate for someone's succession, and you're taking the steps to push them to that point, shit is free. They didn't pay you for that. They didn't promise you anything on the back end. They just wanted to see you win. And how many people do we have, do we truly have, that want to see us win? Not just see us make it to help them make it. I'm saying see you win. And they just want you to be good no matter what. Ain't too many people out there, man. A lot of people like to say it. They don't do it. Like I was telling Sean, they don't come out to your events. They don't push your shit. Or push your content, I should say. They don't comment, like, and subscribe. Yo, you know how much people have told me in the past how much they love my content and what me and my team does, and they're not following. They don't like, they don't comment. I've personally never seen them share, but you love it. Like, you don't need to lie. Stop, like, let's get that out there. Stop lying to content creators. Your lies aren't support. Do not say you love something if you're not tuned in. How about that? And that's my personal opinion. You cannot love something that you're not tuned into. You can like it. You can think it's cute. Like, use the right adjectives to your attention span to what I'm trying to create, or what she's trying to create, or he's trying to create. Don't make it seem that you're so invested and it's the greatest thing ever. But in reality, you're just kicking dust in my eye and telling me it's ice cream. And that doesn't make any sense. And neither does what you're doing. So, I don't fucking know, man. Stop bullshitting. You pull up, you ain't seen my shit. Say that shit. Say, yo, I ain't see it. If I bring it up. Don't just come up to me and say, hey, man. You know I don't watch your shit, right? Alright, cool. Just making sure, you know what I mean? I didn't want you getting the wrong idea thinking I'm a fan and shit. Ha 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 ha. No. But don't act like you're such a fan and you're not even trying to help. Well, I mean, look, you could help in different ways. I mean, I say that. But at the bare minimum that helps platforms and algorithms start to process, if you don't add to that, then you're not really helping, bro. And sis, even though I really use the word sis, shit's so negative now. Because I don't have any sisters, if you were wondering. Not that you were, but yeah. I don't have any sisters, and anytime I hear a woman call a man sis, it ain't good. But yeah, man. Ugh. I've like bounced every single way, I feel like, in the, what, first 15 minutes? commend you guys who just be so on point and just boom, bam, bam, boom with these things. But I'm just going to keep, maybe I give you like 5 more minutes of something. It might be random, I don't know. But we're here to talk, I guess. This is what we do in these podcast things. I don't know what to talk about now. But if you listen to this, thankful for you. You actually care about something that involves me. I know I'm more of a ghost when it comes to personal information, because I just feel like people don't care. Not they don't care about me, but people don't really, really care unless you're doing something out of this world. You're doing something exciting, fresh, and new. And maybe they want to live vicariously through you as somewhat of a guinea pig so that they can pick your brain afterwards and see if that's for them too. Like, just random, the random thought too is, I don't know if I'm ever going to go skydiving. I thought about it a couple times. I actually wanted to do it. And I saw an article. That's like the 9th death at one of those skydiving places. Mind you, I think it's about 1 in every 50,000 parachutes that don't open or are faulty. And that gotta suck to suck. Out of all those chances, you're the one that went all splat into the ground. I can't even imagine that. Well, I feel like I've dreamt through that before, so I kind of seen it. But I'm not trying to actually see it. And look how morbid I got towards the end. Oh my goodness. Like I said, it gotta suck to suck. Alright. I'm about to go back and listen to this shit. Thanks for wasting your time with me on this first episode. I promise to do better on the second one. I'm trying to change. I'm not gonna go as hard as I've gone before trying to make things work. I'm gonna go with the flow. I'm going to learn as I go. And if you stick around, maybe you get to see my progress. Till then, shut up.